That would be my note, but people follow me.
Okay.
I don't want to change my close friends up. Sometimes I just like, I just want to see the majority, actually.
That is so real. All right, everyone say hi.
Close friends.
Hello.
Hello. You change your close friends list every 3 to 6 business hours. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Every time you post something to your close friends, your list changes.
Yeah, because some of y'all don't need to know my business, and some of you do need to know how I feel. Mm-hmm.
I change mine. I really, really have to. I do it because, well, it depends. If I fall out with you, then I change it. I take you off, right? Easy. And then if you're like a Dominic in my world, sometimes I take you off. That's for the reason.
I take Dominic off whenever I know he's going to be very disappointed in something.
But you know what? It's terrifying. I'm about to just have him. I'm about to post random things.
Like,
I'm a close friend.
And
like just have a moment.
Sometimes I know you took me off your close friends because I'm really excited. I haven't seen you post anything in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, I'm just not seeing it.
Yep.
Honestly,
I'm glad you're aware.
I just tap through the story.
I just let it play.
I don't even look at them. I just go.
I tap the majority. I'm off your close friends.
Yeah,
so talking to me.
It's usually when we're not talking. All right, this is Nene.
Jay.
Oh my God.
Aaron.
Sarah. Nene.
And whatever's going on over there is whatever's going on over there. What is that?
It's a cat with a cat face.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's ruined my night. Dr. Bush ruined my day.
What do you mean ruined my night?
There's a lot more.
The people don't want to see that. The people do not want to see that. Anywho, moving on.
Yes.
Welcome back to 5G episode 3. Today's episode will be about our future as roommates. Once again, this is Nani.
Jay.
Erin.
Mimi. Sarah!
And yeah, we're all planning to move in together this upcoming August. Lord help us.
Literally.
We'll need it.
Is that a good idea?
We will see.
We already signed the lease, so we don't really have much of a choice but to mess around
and
buy
a house. The housing options on campus aren't great, guys, so this is my only option.
Mostly.
I'm
stuck here for a year.
Oh no. But yeah.
Boy.
Let us see. We're just coming back from spring break, and guys, it was the first day, and I already had a test.
Reality sucks.
And I feel bad for you because yours is a pop test, like a pop quiz. Ours was just like, she told us beforehand because she dipped for the first 2 weeks before giving us this test. And so.
The professor that gave me the pop quiz wasn't there for the first 2 weeks before break. He had conferences, was out of town. He had two guest speakers, two different days. Mm-hmm. He had his grad student coming on one day. And then he had a different poli-sci professor coming on a different day. And so like he didn't have class for 2 days. So yeah, for 2 weeks he wasn't there. And then he comes back. The day after break, and the first thing he does is hand us a pop quiz.
That's mean.
On his 190 pages of reading.
You know, and I would have walked up and on the left because I can't. I feel like I'm a.
I take
what
the
is wrong with you?
Actually.
At that point, I'm just
because who hurt you?
Right,
who hurt you?
Why are you getting satisfaction out of hating us?
Can't wait.
Why do you want us to cry?
I feel like all professors
are
like.
Why
do you find joy in my pain?
I'm screwed.
It's okay. I believe
Wait,
in you guys.
Wait, why are you screwed?
I haven't done the rough draft for the essay due Sunday.
Oh.
Yours is due Sunday.
You still have plenty of time.
Or earlier, or Thursday.
Yeah, but no, mine was due last... Mine was due before break ended.
It's only
Sunday. My rough draft was due before break.
My final draft was due... What?
Who was your teacher? She's like the chillest English teacher you'll ever meet.
It's only Monday. You still have plenty of time.
No, mine is
like
great. Like, he's a great guy. For
with
real.
Two A's and two O's.
But...
No, there's no but. It's just like... Why is Sarah's... As her argument, we just started our proposal.
We don't have a textbook, so.
We have one. I thought, did I buy it? No. Did I read it? No.
No one ever does.
No.
No one ever does. No.
I regret.
I only bought biology and nutrition because I had to buy them.
I do too. Which is why
I spent $75 on a digital copy that had a delivery tax.
Right! Oh my God. Why
digital?
Do things have delivery tax? You don't have to deliver anything to me.
me, actually.
Yeah. And I also didn't get it for like 2 weeks.
I'm so sorry.
You didn't get 2 weeks?
No.
No.
That should be instant. I don't care.
You know what? As much as I hate on like...
I'm gonna cry.
What is it called?
I had to buy textbooks this semester.
Purdue and like...
I never buy textbooks.
Not Ingenuity, but there's the other one where like you have to like take the test and stuff while you're reading.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I hate on those, I'm so glad it only costs like $20 max. Let us hope it never goes that bad.
It's free. Yeah.
I hate StageVantage.
Okay.
Did you guys use StageVantage? Have you guys used StageVantage?
It's like Perusal.
Perusal, not Purdue. I said Purdue.
Perusal! We love it.
What is that?
You'll have it next semester, maybe. Perusal is nice.
Perusal literally has the reading, and then, like, for the most part, teachers will either include the questions that they want answered, or you'll just answer, like, annotations and stuff.
And for psych, you have to, like, pick a word and, like, define it or whatever, or answer someone else's question. But for psych, for the big grade, it's, like, how long you read it, and so you could just, like, put it on another tab.
Leave it open.
And, like, it'll on occasion scroll through it, but don't
disclaimer,
leave it open for,
like, Sarah has not done this.
No.
Sarah has not done this.
Academic integrity.
No, my friends have.
No. Some of them actually read. And then all of your, like, chapter quizzes are on Sage, and they sometimes they'll have, like, check, like, bookmarks you need to check, or like things like that, you know, like reading checkpoints. And it's mostly my CCJ classes that they use them, but all of your chapter quizzes are on them. You can't do your chapter quizzes if you don't have it. And Sage Vantage itself is like $70 or $80 just for the one class.
I'm so sorry.
And so many classes use it. It makes me so angry.
I'm so sorry.
Because why do you hate me?
Really,
why
do you hate me? That?
I'm really
angry. I don't know anything about the professor you have. Otherwise, I'd be able to tell you. Because some professors use it and some don't.
I wish my thing would load. That's the only one. It was won't load.
I love the sense of, like, I hate to say it, but you gave your mother a few seconds ago when you said, I just... And you paused right there for a second. I just, with the nails just right here, I just, yeah. And then I was just like, okay, Miss Kennedy.
I love that.
But yeah, all right, you guys. While we're thinking, let me lock in. So, like, we're going to talk about, like, things that we should do together, keeping up, like, a positive vibe. And if there isn't a positive vibe in the space, how we can nicely avoid each other and, like, in a healthy way to go back and then talk about why the space is no longer a positive space.
Two people are fighting. Just, okay, guys, let's go for a walk.
Let's give them time to think about it.
I think we should have a, like, code word. So, like, anytime.
Like, for what? Like, to...
Anytime we start getting too heated, or just anytime emotions start getting high, you know, we're uncomfortable, we're heated, we're scared, anytime we just, like, need a second, give me 1 second, anytime we just, like, need a second, or, like, need to cool down, or something like that, we'll be, like, code word, and then we all just go our own ways.
Yeah.
Just split
an
up.
Hour, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
No, I like, there was a system that I saw, that was, like, it was, like the green, yellow, red. Mm-hmm. Like, we all have a little thing on, like, a green, yellow, red thing on
like
the
Sage
fridge.
Like, Sage and Jody.
On the fridge, and then depending on how we are that day, green, yellow, or red. Green, we're okay to talk. Yellow, red, I can't today. Today is not good.
I don't know why, but in my mind, I'm envisioning, like, just my kindergarten class.
Yeah.
My kindergarten class, but our living room area.
I live in the yellow, and maybe sometimes in the red. No,
if I was not at the very highest point of green, I was stressed.
Like, if I was not in that top tippy corner right there,
honestly,
like, I was.
It didn't matter
because
you just had to be in green. There was no, like, level.
Yeah, it didn't matter. But
I would like ask if can I be on the top?
No,
because I was such a little teacher's pet.
I just talk too much.
It was wrong. Okay, in my kindergarten class, they had a gold level. It was red. yellow, green, gold. If you got gold.
What kind of competition level
it was, are they? I was locked in, okay? Do not play. It was literally a gold sliver.
The peg. My mom has a peg in her classroom.
The clips that would go up.
No, yeah. My mom has a point system.
They had like
five mom.
Your mom?
Names
did
are there.
Did you guys ever use class dojo?
Yes!
I got to be the class dojo person in like high school, but I was super happy. Like the person who got to like help the teacher with like the points and stuff. So any person that will come in, it was literally Shalongo. Shalongo had a baby.
Did oh my really gosh. Were a teacher's pet.
Every time I did.
Like I thought I was a teacher's pet. And this is really, literally pet. Nothing against you. I know there's nothing wrong with teacher's
right.
pet.
Right. My nickname was like,
actually. I think I was a teacher's pet. And then I hear you say things and I'm like.
I need to.
I'm the utmost version of any academic praise that I could get.
She said, give me academic give validation. Me what
I
wanted.
And therefore, I took it.
Wasn't the teacher pet, but I do know for sure that they talked about me in the break room. Like, good things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they talked good things. Like,
I don't think they ever talked
like, all the teachers would just say hi to me in the halls. I'm like, oh. They know. I don't know you.
I don't know who you are, but hi.
But also, my mom was a substitute teacher.
Oh, solid.
For all of middle school.
I was so much of a teacher's pet. But my even when I got to high school, I was a teacher's pet. And then I was an administrator pet. Ooh. Like, me and my principal and my vice principal were locked in.
Mm.
I think you have me beat. I've never gone to that length.
Really? Because I remember a principal. I can remember his name. But
he already?
Yeah. When I saw him, we talked.
Of course I talked to him.
Because
he was supportive.
He would always ask me, like, so what do you do? Like, and then, like, he'd get so excited. And I'm like, oh, my God.
No, like, Heredia, guys, Heredia is always locked in. He was the only principal. We had two principals throughout the 4 years.
Yeah.
And there is this lady, I forgot her name, but she just did not care. She didn't go to any events. She just wanted to get the money and go. That's all she wanted. And you know what? I can't be mad at her for that.
Honestly, yeah.
You know, this is a doggy dog word. You just that's the bare minimum. You have to be there and take care of the school. That's it. But Heredia would go to like all the games. He would go to all the plays. He would go to literally any event that any student organization was holding.
Yeah.
And then in between those two, I never hated them. But the man that I did hate, his name was Jean-Jacques Rigsby.
Jean-Jacques.
But yeah, I won't say I hated him, but I definitely would say that in my high school, what just happened here? What just happened?
I'm sorry. Jingle Irishman, his name is my name too. And whenever we go out, the people always shout, "They go strong, Jingle
Irishman." No, 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 no. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, I love him. That's like a campfire song.
Oh, Nar.
That was all
that I could hear up here. And then I was like, please stop. Oh, because I couldn't do it.
Were you trying to say S O S? Do you need help? Help?
He's on the floor.
Help?
What are you trying to say?
Bro said XOX. I'm like, I love you too.
You know what?
I love you too, me. Thank you so much. And I'm just sitting here like, nerd? What?
That's all.
No.
I told the story about my administrators and like name drop, they would get fired.
Which not is why you're back. Not going to.
Oh,
but they definitely like broke a few rules to help you out.
They definitely broke a lot of rules.
Yeah.
But I don't
want
to get in trouble.
Including.
I don't want to get in trouble. I want the teacher to get in trouble, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Your friend has something to say, guys.
So I was graduated at this point, so it doesn't matter.
Mom.
Well, you asked. Mm. But I think it was winter break, my freshman year of college. Mm. I was home for winter break, and I'm like, it's like 10:30. I may have already told you guys this story. It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And I'm like laying there minding my business about to go to bed. And all of a sudden my phone starts ringing. And I look at my phone and I'm getting a FaceTime call from the principal of my high school. Okay? Oh. It is 10:30 p.m. Okay. I am in bed in my pajamas. Yeah. I answer this FaceTime because I'm like, what the? Okay, I answer the FaceTime. I go, hello. And we like, this man is at a bar. Oh. Drunk off his ass.
What the
standing next to my vice principal from my high school.
Oh.
And they are drunk FaceTiming me at 10:30. And they're just like, hey, how you doing? How you been? What's going on? How's college? Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh, like, it's good. Things are fine. Like, whatever. And I hang up. And my vice principal texts me. And is like, hey, like, I hope you're doing well, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, like, you too. Have a good night. Have fun. Because you guys are drunk off your... I didn't say that, but like,
yeah.
They were so drunk that I don't probably don't even remember calling me.
No, why?
Probably woke up the next day like, who is this?
Yeah. why did we call?
There was like my school was on the news for this. It was one of the math teachers.
Oh, it's always math.
The math teacher was a pedophile.
Oh or my god!
But guess
was
what?
Was your also a math
they
teacher?
Gave him yeah. Paid leave.
Oh no,
ours too.
Actually, he never left.
Oh yeah,
they
no,
never made
him
leave in
yeah.
Junior to senior year.
Ours too. I don't know this man.
Technically, well, for mine, they're like, go on vacation.
Sure. I actually don't know.
We'll pay you to go on vacation, and so they still paid for him to be there.
My senior year of high school, we found out that one of the like freshman level math teachers, he was having like a full apt relationship with one of the freshmen that he was teaching. And no, it was found out because this girl OD'd in the bathroom on edibles that was given to her by him.
No!
Goddamn.
And her friend found her in the bathroom and recorded it because obviously her friend's OD'd on the bathroom floor.
What?
I clawed out for a second and I turned that around.
So I went and told admin
and then they called the ambulance. They got her alive. They resuscitated her. They made sure she was good. And they were like, where'd you get them? And she was like, Mr. So yeah, the math teacher, my senior year of high school, one of the freshman year math teachers, was in like a full relationship with one of the students he was teaching, and it was found out that she was in a relationship because the girl OD'd on the bathroom floor of the school with an edible that was given to her by him.
Oh.
Mine, there was just a whole walkout. Ooh. Because no one was listening to the students. And there was a whole walkout, and the news was there. It was really cool.
Oh, we did a walkout, but not something like that.
Oh, yeah.
No. I think
we did
like
a walkout,
but we were small.
Mostly for like Black Lives Matter.
Numbers get big.
Honestly,
I don't appreciate after me saying Black Lives Matter, you rolling your eyes.
That was
bad timing.
Honestly, I didn't even realize I wasn't really rolling my eyes as much as I was like, like looking. Like I guess that's rolling my eyes.
This is all I see. I say, oh yeah, no, we did walkouts for like Black Lives Matter.
Sorry, no, I was thinking of something because we're the favorite. One of my favorite things that my school ever did was we the students did a protest about our dress code.
Oh,
and the guys came to school in crop tops and shorts. And
the guys at my school did that too. That did that too to my school.
And
that
was
amazing.
That was my
favorite
thing ever.
That was the best thing ever.
No, we didn't really have a huge dress
code. Weren't our guys that good? Man.
Obviously, there was like, don't wear like a bikini top. But the main rule was don't come to school with just a blanket.
You know what?
Like,
with nothing
under
it.
I mean, we didn't really have a dress code either, though. Because I told this one girl, she had her shirt was so short, like, you could literally see her underwear, like, right from the bottom.
It depended on which administrator caught you and how curvy you were.
No, thing is, though, I wore whatever I fucking wanted. I'd walk around all the time.
I think
the main thing
actually, a surprise.
And the reason why people hate it so much, and the thing that the admin would, like,
the
only thing that they pounded on the head on the dress code was also the only thing that students really wanted to do.
Which one?
Which was not being able to wear pajama pants.
You
weren't allowed to wear pajama
pants.
But, like, they're pants. And I'm here to learn, but, like, why can't I do that comfortably?
Yeah.
Why can't I do that?
All of them are cousins.
And sometimes, depending on the sweatpants we were wearing, they would cost you sweatpants.
All three of the people that work in the bookstore?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, ours was like, at least they're here.
Honestly. No, my school had mostly the same dress code.
You would always make someone.
They were very like,
oh my god, they used this
strap.
Yeah.
Like, even a strap that was like 2 or 3 years
old. Maybe she hated Edwards.
That was when I went to
I don't see why. Edwards wasn't school. Even there for like the second half of junior year to like, the first half of senior year.
We weren't like specific uniforms, but like we couldn't have schools.
Maybe I just really avoided from days I really got dressed weird. Like, and, like I wouldn't always dress.
Had like a lot of pattern clothes.
Like sometimes, I wouldn't always do that. So I guess maybe.
It also depends on who you were. Was how like
the you couldn't wear pants
show like the bottom
shorter than
they'd be like
shorter than your fingers.
What was this podcast?
Not at all. We were said we were going to talk.
About. No, we got topic. Let's get back on track.
We also having like four different conversations.
Code word.
I think the code word should be private. I don't think we should put that on the podcast.
Oh no, no,
we're not gonna say that.
But yeah,
but we do think I do like, think that we do need
a code word.
Or like we need two. We need one for like inside the house versus outside the house when you feel like in danger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
banana
split. So we're gonna talk about things that we want to do together, like little like monthly, bi-monthly events that we could possibly do. Pause. Hold that thought. We're going to also talk about how we want to decorate the apartment, how we want to keep up the morale, and then creating like a little homey atmosphere and celebrating together. Okay. Erin had her hand up first, okay, friend?
So, okay, friend.
Erin, what do you want to say?
Last time we talked about what we wanted to do for like roommates, we discussed cooking and how we would like cook meals together.
Yeah.
I do like that idea. However, I also know that these kitchens are very big. And I know that me personally, I'm a kitchen hog. If I'm cooking, I don't want people around me. Like, leave me alone. Honestly. Let me cook, leave me alone, let me do what I'm gonna do, you know. So I was thinking instead of doing like one night where we all like cook together, we could do like we trade off.
Oh yeah.
So like, you know, one person cooks once a week basically or whatever.
Yeah.
So like I would cook Friday for 1 week and then so on and so forth.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that'd be so dumb. There's also like,
well,
does it cook?
The reality of like
the ones who want to.
When are we gonna have time to cook? Or, like, the motivation to cook.
Well, does that mean like the same day?
Oh yeah,
I could like, always cook. Would it be good? Would it be edible? Maybe, maybe edible.
Yeah.
The kitchen will not
you
be on fire,
though.
You
can cook with me. You can cook with me. And you can help me prep.
I think it's more so about the like the group dinner than it is about who's cooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely think we should like at least once a week have like a meal together.
Yeah. Okay, so
I really
You can go.
I really want our living room to be like a shared communal space where
we are.
Have a good time.
No, because right now you don't understand.
No, we do.
No, you do.
Never mind, you do.
Stressful sitting in our living room. I feel like I'm not welcome. And it's my own home.
Literally. Yeah. And like even when we were sitting up there today.
Yeah.
And like they had their doors like a little cracked. And we're just like, I saw like, I just kept like looking
every
over
time
there. Because it's like you don't want to disturb them because they hate being disturbed.
Us.
And I'm just like, you can't. Yeah. I don't know what I did.
I would hear a noise coming from that like that side of the apartment. I'd be like, oh no.
Oh, my bad. But, like,
yeah, no, I
it's
agree.
The middle of the day, dog. Why
honestly,
are we so paranoid?
I hate when I
first go out in the morning on Mondays and Wednesdays, it usually isn't until like noon, 11 o'clock. So it's like the middle of the day,
yeah.
You know,
right.
Later in the day. I assume everybody's probably
an appropriate
up.
Time.
But it's because it's first thing in the morning for me and I just woke up, I always feel so bad going out there making a bunch of noise, but then sometimes I'm like, what, like,
gang, it's the middle of the day. They have early classes to begin with.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I definitely
they're up. We know they're up. Yeah.
I think I've decided that I no longer feel bad about coming home late and making noise to, like,
same.
Make food or fill up my water. Because you know what? I'm staying hydrated and I'm eating because I just got home.
Yeah.
I just got home. I'm not gonna starve and not have water to make you more comfortable. I just got home.
Yeah.
Like,
there's I don't think we'll have a problem with, like...
we'll
like
all be out pretty late. We already
like,
know, like,
oh,
how
yeah.
we're
going to be until, like, 6.
Yeah.
And then, like, to be fair, like...
we're all hanging out together
most of the
time. Nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're going to be locked late. In. Like, most of... not our classes coincide, but, like, with choir, we already know that you guys are going to be out to at least 10.
Yeah.
At the
yeah.
very least. And so it's just, like...
I think we should have a
whiteboard
that has
everybody's
schedules on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That'd
be really nice. I don't know. I'm thinking of putting it... if we do that, can we put it over, like, the couch?
I was also thinking, like, we could do it over the couch. We could also do it on the door.
Well, like, I'm always scared that something's gonna happen to the door one day. I don't know. I just have like this, like.
Are you gonna magnet one and put on the fridge?
Yeah. But then it's like too small, and I want to be able to clearly see it. I don't know what. I think just having a big reminder, because like with the bingo boards that we did, just having that is just like, oh, these are the goals that I wanted to do.
Yeah, I don't think we have like the list of movies.
Oh yes, me and Nina were just talking about this.
Put, like next to the TV or over the couch.
Yes,
as well as like I have movie posters.
That being said, that, like, I need the list. I'm gonna go buy the poster board tomorrow.
It's
like a list of movies and shows that we need to watch.
Shows that we
need to
watch.
We want to watch together.
We have a lot already. And
March nothing.
So
everything's now.
Is the Notebook on that?
Oh,
but because Jane has not seen the Notebook.
I haven't either. Put it on.
So the Notebook's being
no.
Because Jane
has not seen that either.
Don't make me watch Marley and Me. She said, "Don't make me watch."
You will be watching The Notebook and Marley and Me. Those are core. No. You have to.
Those are core moments.
Those are core moments in my upbringing.
So, you're going to see me ugly cry. It's what you want me to do.
I don't care if you ugly cry. It's a core moment.
All the movies that show Mimi.
It's a can of head. You have to.
Oh, okay.
Every single. You have to cry.
No, your movies.
I cry every time you're watching
me cry. Because I need movies with emotion.
I don't cry in movies, and I cry every time I watch another one.
I'm not a crying movie girly. I'm a horror movie girly, a murder mystery girly. I'm even, like, a heist movie girly.
No.
Yes. That's all I got. Okay? You're sitting here telling me I need to watch a sad movie. I'm going to watch it, but then when I watch it, if I don't cry, or if I've, like, hold it. Is that the one where it's like, my name is Inigo Montoya?
Yeah.
You get killed by father. Prepare to die.
Happy St. Patrick's Day,
guys! Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Guys, it's Monday, the 17th of March of 2025.
Okay.
So, yeah.
March 17th.
I feel like I forgot multiple birthdays, guys.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll check when we get back home. But yeah, so, like, are we having, like, what are we thinking? Monthly, bi-monthly, girls' nights?
Bimonthly.
Bimonthly?
I don't know. It depends on our schedule.
Yeah, I think it depends on schedules a lot.
Yeah.
Well, like, here's the thing, guys. I want us to lock in.
Okay.
For the most part, the four of us, at the very least, are going to either have handbells or uni together.
Mm-hmm. Both.
Right? You won't. But that's okay.
Because
we'll still live.
Join what?
Handbells.
Fuck.
Bro was like, yeah. No. That's just not happening.
YouTubers?
Also, no.
You don't literally don't have to.
Why would you give me an option then? He said, which one?
Like, neither one, you actually.
I just have to stand there.
I didn't actually hear what the other option was other than handballs.
Okay.
But yeah, no. And so, like, movie nights or, like, dog days that you guys do. Honestly, I forgot what I was gonna say after that, but like, oh yeah,
please,
yeah.
please, French roots.
Oh, yes. You have a French Ruth person?
Yes!
My mom makes bomb-ass charcuterie boards. Yes. I can make them.
I'm a white woman, I love charcuterie boards.
I feel like now's a good time to mention that the closest thing I've had to charcuterie is those little, like,
Munchables.
Yeah, my mommy would get, like, the cranberry and, like, the mixed nuts and, like, the little sliced cheeses.
During, like, finals time, you can do, like, a charcuterie show.
Yeah. As I'm rocking back and forth in the corner.
That's it! That's the one! It won't be, like, the week of finals. We'll do it during reading week.
Okay.
But, yeah, I know, guys.
There's definitely gonna be, like, times where we just, like, have to, like, chill, because we'll be living with each other.
Yeah, there'll be times
we could get tired of each other real quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
I like how we looked at each other.
And it's like, we all have separate rooms, though, so that's great.
Yeah. We all have separate rooms.
So we all decompress.
Currently.
Same room. Attached to him.
I can't escape her even if I wanted to. But I don't regret that choice. But no, I think bi-monthly works better.
Yeah.
Why are you looking like that? I don't regret that choice, guys. I promise
but
you.
But also, I do not talk.
Yeah, like when we get back, and like if we are in any slight way upset with each other, we just kind of sit in our beds, and then before we go to sleep, I'll be like, "I'm sorry, I yelled at you today. Good night."
And I'm like, "Sorry, yelled back."
And that's literally how we solve that.
That's how our fights go every time. Honestly, we will yell.
That's the way to fight.
Yell at each other, be kicking, screaming, crying, and then 5 minutes will pass, or like 10, and then we'll come back into each other's space and just be like, yeah, I'm sorry for you. I swear,
I'm bipolar, because I'll be mad for like a quick like minute, and then I'll just be like, I forgot what happened.
Yeah, I am bipolar.
Like my whole body kind of forgets.
Yeah, no, I'm an empath, and I can't do yelling, so if I hear it, or I notice even the slightest little thing, if I notice you're different, I'm going to my room and I'm not coming out until something is cleared.
I'm so sorry because I can't help you on that.
I'm fine. I'll
I promise you. I promise you, it's gonna happen mostly with me because I am actually I'm just bipolar. Yeah. And sometimes maybe it just goes from zero.
If it happens, just knock on my door when everything is fine, and I'll come back out. But
I probably won't be the one to knock. I actually probably leave before I knock on your door.
I'm staying in my room.
Never mind.
Okay.
Sorry. I think, though, we should decorate the living room with blankets and blankets and even more blankets.
I have so many.
I'm always cold.
I have so many. I have so many.
Yeah, can we not keep our apartment, like, freezing cold?
No. That's another thing. I feel scared to even touch the thermometer in our apartment currently.
My apartment's always 70 right now.
No.
That is the thing that I'm not afraid to do. I will be cranking up the thermostat.
70 degrees at the coldest.
At the absolute coldest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great. I love that. Yes. My thing is, like, with our current roommates, I literally would be so scared that I have my Nana buy me, like, a space heater.
I have
because, like, I have a little...
My room is
going to
be so crazy.
Guys.
I need to get one of those.
I need to get one.
You know what we should do? We should do a room reveal when we're done.
Honestly. Yes.
Just walk around the apartment and be like, okay, so I like what you did with this space. Yeah.
I'm like, Mommy, I need this. Mommy, I need you to bring this with you. And my viola will make it. It will make it with me.
It will make it
with me. But I won't play it in the apartment. I don't do that. I play it anywhere else but my apartment, actually.
Oh, yeah, guys, I'm sorry. Like I have a ukulele, and I will be playing it.
So what you're saying is good, it's good that I have two different headphones.
As long as you don't play between the hours of, like...
No, I don't play it.
11 p.m. and, like...
No.
All I know is actually our rooms, cool. Our rooms, because we're A and B, are on far side.
Yeah. And then Sarah
is.
Yeah, no. So yeah, the rooms, like, well, it's the me rooms, and Aaron are one side, and then
no, yeah. You're on the opposite.
No, well, yeah, technically, yeah. Our plan for our full plan, I think
it's me, you.
If Aaron, it's the floor plan that I have,
me,
you Sarah. Two are at the very end with the doors right next to each other.
We're the next.
Then it's Aaron. Then Sarah, and then I'm at the other end.
Yeah.
As long as I have a bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah. I do
if
not
that's
care.
The case, honestly, like, we were talking about this, but, like, we could go to them and ask that they, like, actually switch our name so that it
just
matches
names
with it.
To each
so that way we're responsible to that.
Yeah.
Room. So, like, I just would, say go.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind switching.
To how it was, like, when I didn't have them switched up in the first place, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, because, like, I liked either. Us being in, like, the living room.
It was
yeah.
meant to be, Aaron and Mimi have the far, they're the oldest, so they're supposed to have, like, the two
the farthest. And
then Aaron gets one of the
Sarah.
End.
Yeah, you guys were supposed to have, like, in
it's
rooms.
More privacy kind of thing,
you were supposed to have the neighbor room, and then you were supposed to have the living rooms.
Yeah.
So us two would be at the one end, Aaron would be at the other end, and you two would be in the middle.
Yeah,
I like that arrangement.
I like that arrangement, too. That's what we thought it was going to happen, but apparently it goes by however you signed on the list.
I thought we were going to choose.
I'm sure we could probably ask
we could,
them.
Oh,
job.
We could probably. Yeah. We could
you know, I'm
we
actually, will. I at first I was like, I'm not willing to change it. I'm willing to change it, actually. I don't care.
I'm willing to change it as long as I'm responsible for the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's
no,
all that matters to me.
I'm fine with that.
Is if my name corresponds to my number.
Yeah.
My So, yeah, perfect. Okay, great. Because we had a plan, and they ruined our plan.
They
yeah.
ruined our plan, man.
So,
I thought we were going to be able to
get this plan. We I literally thought it was that order, but I literally looked at my room number, and I'm like, oh, this is D.
Oh, no.
Guys, I'm not excited to live on the fifth floor, like, at all.
Me neither. I'm glad that you're saying it, because I'm not.
I'm excited, but
it's
going
to be terrible to move
view out my window.
It's going to be terrible to move
I
in.
Hope that yeah. we face out the building,
me
not
too.
The building.
Me
I don't want to face the courtyard.
I think we face.
Wait, what room number are
building?
We? I think we face in the building.
534 or 31.
We're gonna face outside, I think. Then.
If
I don't know, if we can check.
I think odds face outside, evens face inside, right? What's your room number?
I'm 511.
So and you face odds inside.
I face inside.
And then ours
not
is
all
5,
of them though, because.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are oddly spaced.
349 was facing outside. Mm. Or 549.
Weird.
We can go up and chat.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
like, we're currently in the...
We're in the building.
The building.
We're in the building.
Which will be
we're
in the end. But yeah. So yeah, so bi-monthly thingies.
Also like game nights.
Okay, so I talked to Mimi about this, and I've talked to Jalen about this, and this one already has a job, and I've also talked to her about this. But how willing are you to make your elf name a star-related name?
Star name.
If I
elf.
Can get one, if I,
I
if
can,
I can
get
be an elf.
I think they'll like
it. I would. Like, no, I would. Mm. I really would.
Right.
Really want to.
Right.
But I don't, as of right now, I don't know how long I'll be able to stay. And, like, I don't want to ditch them, like, right when winter break.
Literally, that's what the high schoolers do. You'd be fine. You'd be fine.
Actually,
literally, most of the college kids do it. And I love when that happens because I stay and I get double the work, meaning I get double the pay.
I'll stay with you. I'll be
working. I'm locked in.
I'll
stay
with you.
But my cousin, she might have the baby in December.
She's
having a baby early in December. Fuck.
Jamie.
So sorry.
Guys, my brother's getting married in November.
So. Your brother's getting
November?
Married?
I thought we were married.
Wow.
Wait.
Which brother?
The one in Texas?
Yes.
No.
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 Okay.
No. His. I think he calls her his wife, but they're not like actually married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Her name's Joyce. I like her. She's cool.
Oh,
but
to him.
Yeah. You, neither of you guys are going to the one in the Nationals in Houston, huh? For. IPA.
And, well, I don't.
Because he's going to that one. No, I know. You guys are going to IPA. That's why I figured you guys weren't going.
Yeah.
Well, I might try to do it next year. That's a big try.
They're going
to
come.
I already said I have to become a debate kid. In order to get a blackout bingo on my, bingo board, I have to become a debate kid.
It's only right to be a speech kid and then debate kid, because I feel like that's what Aaron did, right? Aaron did it. No, you did not. You were
just jumped in.
Actually, technically, I did them both simultaneously first.
Yeah, she just jumped in.
Yeah, I just jumped in at first.
Mm-hmm.
I put both feet. I put one foot in both pot in each one when I jumped in.
Yeah, I think, no, I had to dip my toe
a little bit, you know,
because I will drown. And I don't know if I want to do speech next semester. I might just try debate. I don't know, because I don't want to do DI, really.
I think that you guys both would be really good at, extemp. Because I think
that's
that,
a debate kids.
Yes, it's debate kids speech. But I think part of the reason why you guys are so afraid of debate is because of the art, like the having to back up your case when it's. But you don't have to do that in extemp. You just build your case and then you give it, and that's basically all it is.
Why does it convince you?
Extemp is essentially a debate without having an argument. You just build
that.
The case and then talk about it. You answer a question and then.
So argumentative essays.
More
I have a question. So
it's a 7-minute.
Are you? You're not allowed to yell in debate, right? Cause I feel like I might occasionally get a little angry.
Oh, I definitely get a little. I don't. I won't say that I don't raise my voice in round.
I was about to say I've witnessed you. Don't lie to us right now.
Well,
you're on recording.
I did see. I can't remember which one it was. I seen one, and it was like it was getting violent. It wasn't you though. It wasn't you. Yours. I was on one of yours, and it was pretty chill. You didn't seem very angry.
Was it?
Kyla's scared me. He was like, "You're
I
right,
I love
man.
Her.
You're so
I
right.
love being scared by her."
Sometimes, so yelling in round can do one of two things. It could either get your point across better, which is good, or it can tank your speech. Well, not tank, but if judges don't like you, the fact that you're yelling at them, then they'll drop your speaker points. Like, that's, me and Sarah talked about that, because we were having a conversation about why my speaker point's always so low.
Not me.
No,
different
not this
Sarah.
Sarah.
Not
the
me.
The iPhone.
Disclaimer, we know 8 Sarahs, so when we say Sarah in regards to speech and debate, we are talking about our coach, Sarah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We were having a conversation about it, because I was like, I don't understand why my speaks are always so low, because I never get anything better than, like, a 21, 22 on debate speaks. Actually, is it
Which speech started at 25? Is it a major speech?
I thought speech was.
Speech is 25? So then I lied. I've never gotten higher than like a 26 on debate speech. Or on debate speaks. And she said it's probably because I come off aggressive. Because I can get really loud.
But can you be condescending? Kind of? Like, what if I was just like,
if the men
like,
do it, yeah.
If you're kind of like, well, if you want to do that, if you could kind of like, you know.
Only in cross.
Okay.
You can't be condescending in round because you're not talking to your opponent.
You're talking to
you're talking to your judge. Yeah. You don't want to be condescending towards your judge.
Okay.
But you can be condescending in fucking cross. I am all the time. Okay. My favorite thing to do is be condescending in cross.
And here's like, actually, I live like
I love it.
Have you heard Kyla give a cross?
Yeah. I was
literally
scared for that.
Like, yeah, okay. Okay.
I was scared.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love that.
No, watching, like, I watched the video again. Like, I was, like, so into, like, I sat there and I was so focused on their debate and I loved it.
They clocked out, guys.
Yeah.
You were talking to us before you debate. We were like,
we're not in it.
So, like, we're not in it. How do we want, like, in the community area, how do we want to decorate the walls?
What are we doing?
Because, like, I have a lot of cute stuff that I would love to put in the room. Okay, so,
I now am envisioning our living room to be a kindergarten space. No, not like, we're not going to do, like, Montessori or anything.
Sensory friendly.
But, like, as far as, like, with all the aspects that we've already mentioned about our living room area, like, our shared spaces, I just don't know.
It wouldn't be fun.
Frankly, I just want to feel lived in.
Yeah.
Like, I
think the blanket
makes me feel sad.
It looks depressing.
Because there, it looks like
I have two pillows and a blanket there just to make it seem a little more, like, not depressing.
I have a question, guys, about, like, okay, so, like, you know, like, our plates and stuff? What colors?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know, Nini does green, and you do, like,
what color you do?
I have favorite plates.
Okay, so you don't do colors.
Because I don't wash dishes.
Okay, well.
Honestly, truthfully,
do we want to do dishes?
Yeah, I mean, also,
I don't think so. I don't want to.
I don't really either.
I don't want to have to set up a schedule of, like, oh my goodness.
This person has to have dishes. Like, if we had, like, cause
like cooking
this
and stuff.
An idea from my brother when he was living with roommates. He, like, everyone had their, like, color of dishes.
Although, to be fair, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. We also have a dishwasher.
We do. Oh my god.
I actually am so scared of touching anything. I don't put it in that kitchen, actually. I actually never in that kitchen. I hide away, but, like, I have all rice hide away.
Because
my mom
are nice dishwashers. Like, sure. Usually dishwashers are gross, but that's also when they're old and have been lived in for fucking ever.
Yeah.
You know, these dishwashers are brand new. This building's brand new. There's maybe been two people who have lived in the apartments before us. Maybe. Probably only one. So, like, the dishwashers won't be gross.
No, but I'd be happy. I use a dishwasher back home. Like, that's what I do back in California. So, like, I'd be all good with the dishwasher because I know everything. I'm good.
You guys will be. But my mother has instilled a fear in me that dishwashers are untrustworthy and should only be used for storage. And so, yeah.
I also, like, don't mind hand washing dishes.
I mean, I
hand wash dishes. I like hand washing.
Yeah. I like it for the most part. You can put them away quicker, too.
Yeah.
I like it for the most part. I have a slight
I didn't say I do it often. I just said that I like hand washing before I'd like dishwashing.
Yeah.
Not that I do it often, guys. I kind of let it pile up.
But the thing is, that's why I don't use
paper plates
so much.
Actually, she ever uses the dishwashers. I don't understand her.
I don't think no one uses it.
I've thought about it.
I just never produce enough dishes.
Oh, okay.
I would have to save up my dishes for, like, days.
It would make sense to use it.
Yeah.
That's you. I understand.
So, are you guys tea drinkers?
What?
Huh?
Tea drinkers.
Yes. I do like tea. I drink peppermint
tea. I got a nice little water heater pot and, like, boil, like, the
tea kettle.
I do.
I need that because
I usually tea kettle and I have a box of tea.
I usually drink peppermint tea
in
the morning.
I'm willing to share.
I've done that in forever.
I have a Keurig.
Yes.
Well, a knockoff Keurig, but a Keurig.
I'll give you a new one.
We'll find a tea.
Okay. I need to ask this. What scents do we want in the living room? And I ask this because the current scent in ours, whenever we walk in, does not always smell the best. So what, like, fragrances do we want to use for like the common areas.
Do you mean like? Wait.
Like the little like you know like it, kind of like air fresheners but like not like you know like you
plug into the walls. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Do you mean like the plug-in doesn't smell good?
No, not the plug-in.
Just the smell in our apartment.
Just the smell.
Okay. I was like, I thought you said you liked that plug-in.
No, like, I do like those plug-ins.
I was like, I literally showed it to you when I bought it. You said you liked it.
Yes. I still do.
Fruit smells.
I also like fruit smells.
Fruit smells.
I'm not.
Okay, I'm not really big on like strong fruit.
No, I don't. Oh, like in.
If the entire apartment smells like apple cinnamon, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, I don't really like sweet smells. So like vanillas and cinnamons and like the sugar cookies and.
No.
Those make my stomach hurt.
No. I just like fresh smells.
I like
floral,
like
linen.
My mom
gets
those,
and
she gets like the
green
ones, and then she gets
clean. I want it to smell clean.
Like even like lavender smell, like florals.
Yeah, have to buy it together and like.
But we all smell it together.
We all smell it. Yeah, we all like this. Okay.
The first time you come back, we'll have us do like a shopping trip together, and then get something money.
We had talked about going grocery shopping together anyway.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do that anyways. So.
Okay, solid. This is gonna work so much better because, like, as much as I like love, you know how we have our own quadrants in our refrigerator, I don't love it at all.
I hate mine too. I have my own quadrant
because have, like our own shelf in the pantry for like our snacks.
In our pantry,
yes.
Yeah.
But like, but the fridge space is already so small that it's
so
just, like,
small, and
I literally have
their
two
own
shelves
placed
and then, like,
in it.
A shelf on this side, and that's it.
Yeah, I only have like my shelf on this side, and
maybe
that's all.
Two
I have.
On this side.
Yeah, I have a drawer, the top of the drawer, and two shelves in the door.
Yeah.
I have the top area and then one little stuff on the side, and that's all I got. And I'm like, yeah.
It's just, it's depressing.
It is.
Our sweetmates have an entire half the fridge.
That's
but
mine.
They're sisters, so they share everything.
So back to like decorating walls. We had an idea.
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay. So we were talking.
Which idea is this?
We were talking. And yeah, no, we found it
hilarious.
So we were talking, and like we were thinking of like I don't remember how it even started. Oh, because I said weird but good with others for herself.
For myself,
like, weird but good with others, and I'm like that sounds like an adoption thing for dogs. And so then we were thinking, we're like, what is each of our, like, little adoption thing at the bottom of, like, what we would have? Like, weird with good, but good with others. And I forgot what the other ones
little
were.
Little weird, good with others.
I love you guys. I'm not giving myself an adoption of a dog.
No.
But the idea is, like, a Polaroid picture.
Like, I have Polaroid things, and so we're gonna have Polaroids.
I do like our mailboxes, though. I think we should.
Those are really cute. I like those.
Little mail.
We can get different colors. Wait, so, okay. What is your color of choice? Okay, I'll come back to you.
Can you look at me? Is it green? Is it green?
Yellow, purple.
That's okay.
Green.
No, like the way you looked over to
like,
the interior.
Like, it's green, right. So we could paint our own mailboxes, right? So we could pick different greens. It has to be the same green.
It has to be the same. There's different shades. I like earthy colors.
Okay, so you can like you don't have to do one color.
You like earthy colors. So like
you can do really different. Kind of earthy.
I'll end up doing brown for like our mailbox or something. Like I don't mind doing that. Yeah.
Purple.
Blue.
Pink. Also green. Okay. So
look at us being the power of
my
girls.
Room
and the older sister too.
No, my room will be not pink.
It'll probably be.
I'm gonna let my mom have really kind of full range. She loves to do the cutesy, because I never let her do it when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So she loves to do the cutesy, like, oh my god, you can see this is pink, you can do this too. Like,
no.
So I'm gonna let her do it.
Okay.
My mom definitely likes to be like, oh, do this. I'm like, this isn't my style anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of, like, what are y'all, like, styles? Like, just how, like, of, like, just decorating?
I like vines.
Cause like some vines. Cause like my, I'm maximalist.
I'm also maximalist.
But my brother's like minimalist, and his apartment is so depressing.
Okay, everyone, go on Pinterest and find like a living room that you really like right now.
No, but in my room, and my room has
nothing. Okay, I have a whole fee of things.
I do too, but mine's all for houses. So
mine's for houses too.
Let me look.
I'm maximalist, but I'm more maximalist with like clutter.
Yeah.
Than I am with like posters. Like I don't really, I'm not a big wall decor person.
I'm the opposite. I'm maximalist with posters rather than clutter.
I like shelves.
I feel like clutter makes everything like tight. And my mommy was very anti-clutter. I'm sorry, guys.
No.
Like nothing else. I never decorated my room like ever. Like I don't ever decorate my room.
My family is low-key hoarders in the sense that we like have tons of things that have been in our family for generations and generations and generations. Right. So I bought a little, or like, we get like little knickknacks and stuff, and just like a bunch of random stuff that I just have. So I have tons of random knickknacks that have just been sitting around forever.
So how are y'all with bones? I have a deer skull.
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, like,
I don't have it in
your
room.
Like, you can have it in your room.
Do you want one in your room?
Well, I'm just like, I was just like.
I mean, I genuinely don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
I think Erin has problems.
I don't have it with me, but I was just like.
When you say a deer skull, you mean like, hold on.
A real deer skull.
No, I know, but like.
From the earth.
If it's like maximalist clutter, it'd probably end up being like plant clutter.
Do you mean like
from
this?
Me.
No. I mean like, I love that.
You mean like
that? Like, yeah. Like.
Like just the head?
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to put it in the living room.
I don't know.
I don't know about that, guys. Let's hold off on the deer head in the living room.
No, but right? I was just like...
I fear if my mom walked into that living room, she'd be like...
No, I think,
Nisha,
like, the best... Yeah. I think, like, the best thing to do would be, like, go through all of our decoration stuff that we have, pick a few items that we're like, okay, this might be good in the living room, mm-hmm. and then put them all in, like, a space... Yes, I love that. Yeah, put them all in a space.
Ooh, cozy.
Wait,
cozy.
I low-key think I have that
cozy.
One on
what?
My, like, apartment.
No, or my okay, just okay. Like, it's
no,
cozy.
I saw that, but that's
you
too.
No, like, no
cozy,
yeah.
Like, a home?
Yeah. Yes.
And then, like, cozy books.
Yeah, I'm, like, I want it to be so
like,
comfy. I can sit anywhere.
Wall clutter like this.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, valid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I like that in theory, but I've never been able to do it on my walls.
Yeah,
that's not true.
I'm mad because I had it in my room.
Oh, she did.
I also had in my bedroom back home. Mm-hmm. My walls are covered in pictures, like all of them. All of my walls are covered.
Right.
So I guess I can't say that I don't like wall decor. I don't do it here.
I think my main thing is because it's so industrial looking in the space. I don't think it'd work out the way that we're envisioning right
well,
now.
Well, but the thing is, I don't think
the one we're going to be in is an industrial.
It isn't?
No.
Okay, I really want to take, like, a peek, guys. I just...
It's pretty
we can probably schedule a tour. Yeah. I don't know if we'd be able to tour the room we're going to be in, but we'd probably be able to tour.
Yeah, like, if it is... Well,
see
like,
a room that's similar.
This
maybe.
Is something I would want to do in, like, the current living room that we have, you know? Because, like, the bare roofs and stuff. But I'd want to bring it down more.
I think we should definitely take up wall space.
Yes.
I think we'll definitely see what...
This is cute.
I might want to get couch covers.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about these. The leather on the couch is just so awkward.
Cold.
Yeah. We definitely have to use warmer tones. How do we feel about a bookshelf?
Yes. I'm getting one.
So here's what we can do.
I love that.
Right.
Michael's.
Yes.
I like that. Michael's has sometimes on discount wooden crates that are perfect for books.
Yeah.
For like $10 max.
Okay.
And so you can stack them. I already have one. Yeah. And you can stack them and make whatever stack of bookshelves that you
ooh,
want.
I like this one.
And so is it good?
Tones.
Yeah.
Yes. That's valid.
That actually looks like...
Honestly, it does.
Actually, save that. Send that.
I just love books. And I know you all like books.
Too. Honestly, if I could have something like this... In some point,
no.
I
want an entire
like
if I could have a once
in my life when I have a house,
huh? You know the one with the lights.
Yes. I want that dramatic.
That was always a dream of mine when I was a kid. Like when I was
still my dream.
I need it in my house when I get older.
All I know is that my favorite princess before Tiana was Belle, because her man gave her a whole library.
Right.
A whole library.
Colorful, but that's like the type of maximalist that kind of ends up being my space, my room.
Okay.
Yes.
I like that. I'm going to show you what my
room is. We need rugs.
I fear we do need
rugs. Because people...
I don't
know.
Not shag rugs.
Shag
rugs will get everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Trust.
Yes. Okay. But we need rugs.
Okay.
Yes.
We need
something on the
rugs
floor.
Rugs like the carpets in here.
You know what else we need?
Yeah.
What they need?
Slippers. Who's they?
Yes.
I have slippers.
But no. Do you have slippers like the ones we have?
No. Do you have ones like the Stitch ones, the sandy ones?
I would
ones?
Never wear them.
We don't either. I don't wear mine.
We wear them for girls' nights.
Mine are white and they really dirty.
We literally wear them whenever we come up here.
We need to get pajamas that are in our colors that are like all the same.
I have a purple Stitch one.
Gang, we need like. No, it's okay. It's okay.
You can get brown ones, you can get green ones.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm okay with it.
Brown.
Yeah. I'm just a neutral girly. I'm a neutral girly. I can do tans. I don't feel bad.
Or you can do dark green and she can do light green. Or vice versa.
I'm really okay with anything.
I think we're gonna be fine for the next year.
I think we're gonna be fine for the next year. If that's the main problem here.
Why is color the problem?
Okay, but yeah.
You guys, you want to know the thing I'm the most excited for? The fact that we'll have a sliding door.
Yes!
Like, we'll have a sliding door.
We should have
a sliding door in this one.
Yeah.
Okay. We should.
Yeah, because mine doesn't have one. I should put one.
Oh. It's just cozy.
And
it's a little
colorful.
It's a little messy, but
so we just all we all agree on like cozy, like just okay. Being covered,
I have a question.
Yeah.
So if we're getting a storage unit, how open are we to ditching the couch or table that is currently in there?
I don't know.
Where would we put it?
In the storage unit.
I just don't know because I don't want you to get on it.
Would we get in trouble for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would get in trouble.
I don't think we're allowed to take it.
I don't think we're allowed to.
I feel like we
because it's their property.
Yeah. The part we're going to get next year will be furnished.
Yeah.
We can do like the couch cushions, of course. So we can do couch cushions. So like it can kind of.
Maybe we can add like throw pillows.
I don't know. I wanted to add like. I'm more of a conversation pit than I am a.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's just awkward.
Yeah.
And it's such a small thing. Like, it can barely hold four people.
I can
people.
Do this.
Like, we had I had Dominic over there and Alessandra. They took up the whole couch. I had to sit in the armchair.
Yeah, they just take
I think we'll definitely need more, like, seating.
We can get other chairs. Yeah, we can get other seating.
Oh, yeah, but then I'm...
Ooh. Like, freaking Austin had, like, three other chairs in their room.
Yes.
Immediately.
I think they took the armchair out, though.
Yes.
Mm. Well, they had it in like an extra bedroom.
I like
they
curtains.
They put it in somebody's bedroom.
The curtain, the drapery.
Flowing curtains.
Yes.
Honestly, how do we feel? Okay, so like, there's this like hack. I'm trying to find it right now. But it's like you put a very long like sheer curtain rod. Like you put a curtain rod across from wall to wall. Mm-hmm. And then you put it from like top to bottom. When I want to do that, yes.
You do the curtain rod like, on the bottom of my bed.
Like on the top?
Well, yes, but not like that.
Okay.
When we were in Mountain View, you know, Karina had I'm on my bed.
Yeah,
we could use that because I don't need it anymore. It's not like we're gonna be back in the on lofted beds.
No, but like the thing is, it goes from like top of the roof to the bottom of the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, and then it's like a different color to accent it.
More the wall space.
If we want to do something else,
because
it's the tan and the sheer.
I didn't expect.
Yeah,
I'm Sarah. I don't know why I didn't expect
it. We could put that on the
I thought you were
going to just have to figure out, like, how to put the...
I thought that because you were
like, super
Rapunzel
long
after she got her hair.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if the window...
So, my super hair is super Rapunzel.
If the window is the same way that the window is in ours...
You could also be
purple. Then, yeah.
And you are purple.
I like
that
a cold green.
Okay. You want cold green? So, like, with more of a blue tint? Or just cold green?
Like this.
That's
warm.
That's warm.
It's warm?
That's
very
Everest.
Warm.
That's Everest.
What's... This is kind of a colder green to me.
Yeah.
The lighter is to me, the colder it is.
Because,
like, I think...
This is blue. Like, this is, like,
no.
Dark.
That's
a warm green.
Aaron goes, it's a green.
That's the plant a warm green. Guacamole is a warm green.
Can we be on a warm green?
I'm now.
Gay's like, to be honest, I actually have no idea.
You've lost me. I'm pink. I'm pink. I can tell you.
No, I know what you're saying. If it has more of a slightly blue tone to it, then it's more cold.
Yeah. I like, okay, not darker. Washington green. Just completely different from like
forest.
You have to show them that.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
You say Washington green, that's like me saying Carolina blue. You guys do know what Carolina blue is. Right?
I think I can tell you Wash. I think I know.
Do you know what Carolina blue is?
No, I think it is.
Okay.
So you know how our school colors were navy and light blue?
Yeah.
The light blue is Carolina blue. Blue.
Oh, okay. They can never find the right colors for that because like my uniform had two different colors.
Greens.
That's what I first, like, that's what I think. Like, when they wash, you think of that, and that's because of Twilight. So.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Twilight.
That's very cozy. I just want blankets.
Yeah, I just want it to be so cozy and lived in.
I just don't want it to look like we've never been there a day in our
life. Literally.
Yeah.
I can't do the, like,
literally
nothing.
Anytime that we walk into our current one, I'm it like, I look at my pillows, I'm just like, they're not even sitting up right.
It makes me sad.
No one's ever been in here. This living room looks unlived.
I used to love walking into Austin's apartment. Because fucking Mark and Lexi and his roommates, the ones that like paid to live here, they decked that place out in decorations. And it looks really cool in there.
Okay, I like this type of
I actually really clutter. Love that.
Like big frames that are like different
I like
colors.
That type of colors.
Mm-hmm. How do we feel about mood lighting?
Yes. Big light is a no-go.
Big light's no-go.
Those lights?
No-go. Wrong.
Wrong. Naughty.
I hate harsh white light.
Yeah. I prefer warm lighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People find it weird because I prefer yellow lights.
No, yellow lights are better.
No, because I'm so strange for that.
No.
I don't get headaches. Really.
I like
I get headaches from this. Even if I just look at it for a second, my head goes.
I don't like that. I don't like those.
Like the color of the bulb on the lamps makes my head and eyes hurt.
Literally. Yes. That's why the ones that I have in my room are soft light. And that's why I like dumped the one that was in my room.
We need super soft.
Could not do that.
Big light, no.
No big light.
Look at this. We're all like we can agree.
How do you guys feel?
That's a
tidbit like,
for you.
Parties/get-togethers, not like huge parties.
Depends
like,
on who.
Yes. I was gonna say it depends on who's there.
Okay.
Because we can each have like what two people with us? Okay, like in the agreement, the least whatever.
I think so.
Plus, yeah. So like that's about 10 people, but like we're not gonna.
Have I just think we have to think about the fact that we don't have like a guest bathroom. We have to have our people.
So like,
be
the people we bring have to go use our bathroom.
They have to be.
Yeah.
We have to be comfortable enough to let them use our bathroom.
Yeah.
Because like for me, it would be like if I were to throw anything, it would be a game night with more people.
Okay.
I think my other thing is I think I want to know who's coming.
Yeah.
Before they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Right.
Like, I'm not talking...
I don't want to just, like, walk in and there's people there that I don't know.
And people I'd bring with me, it'd be like, Dominic or Alessandro. You have met Alessandro. You've met... Actually, no, you have
met. No, you have met Alessandro. I know you've met him,
and, like,
because...
Yeah, like,
I did.
Cam.
I did! Hey, I do want to make everyone aware that we are still recording, so... Yeah, no,
I
realize that. Anything you have to say. If there's anything you have to say...
I'm betrothed. Does not mean that that man was not fine. I can identify an attractive man when I see one.
She's like, I will not sit here and discriminate. I saw
I cannot be silent.
I saw what I saw, and you're not going to silence me. Okay, guys. So, while we're looking through Pinterest for everything, I feel like I've gotten everyone started on a Pinterest train. Which is real, because me... I'm planning three different weddings right now on Pinterest.
No, honestly.
That's crazy. I'm planning none, and I'm the only one. And I'm having one before she is.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I'm planning hers. Or at least, like, the bridal party stuff right now, currently.
I don't know what the fuck you think you're planning.
It's very simple and very laid back. I will do a presentation. We're doing a presentation night.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yes.
What kind of pink should I do? Like, should I do, like, soft-y pink?
Soft pink.
Like, baby pink.
I feel like you'd definitely get tired of seeing hot pink everywhere.
I would have hit myself.
You would look at it and be like, I'm not stepping foot in there ever again.
That's, like, a big thing is, like, bright, like, really bold
Are we
colors?
Anti-bright neons?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Or, like, not good, in the community.
Now I can tell
the only way I'll accept neon is if it's in the form of a sign.
Yeah.
Can we get a neon sign?
Yes, a neon sign,
yes. Dude, we talked about this when we moved into our apartment.
Okay, but, like,
no,
I want you to remember who we moved with.
I know.
I was like, hold on.
Listen.
Right.
So, you know that, like, concrete pillar we have in our apartment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we first moved in, we had discussed, like, covering it in, like, leaf tiles and then putting a neon sign on it.
And it's every day I think about it. It makes me so sad that we never did it, because I just know that shit would have ate down. It was so cute.
It would have, but the problem is
you've been with the wrong people.
Two of the five of us would not appreciate that. And that's okay. Because now we have majority. This vibe.
Do you guys actually
want to put
the quotes over the TV?
What happened? The quotes over the TV.
Are we putting the quotes over the TV?
I know
we
were.
Update the quotes.
Like our quotes.
Like having a quotes wall above the TV.
Of things we said.
My mom can't see that
before.
I don't know. Maybe we should have like a scrap.
We'd have to keep
you can like do like print stickers and stuff, or
we could do sticky tape.
Yeah,
stuff doesn't stick on the wall.
I mean,
stay on the wall.
Okay,
I'm not a fan.
Pause.
But if you want to.
Pause. How do we feel about holiday decorating?
Yes, please.
Aaron's I know how stiffy. You feel about.
I'm not a fan of Christmas decorations.
Valentine's Day, I got.
I'm fine
I
with.
I love that.
I Christmas, love Halloween. I love Halloween. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas decorations.
No, that's valid.
Christmas decorations is like
Christmas is a hard time for me.
No, that's valid. Yes,
and that's the only reason I say that.
Yes. What about like winter decorations?
Well, yes. Yeah, also,
winter decorations are fine.
Yes. I do own a black Christmas tree. Should I give that back to my mother?
No. Okay. You can put up the Christmas tree.
We could have a tree all year.
I'm not saying no, that we can't put up decorations. I'm just saying that, like, there are people who will decorate in, like before Halloween.
Oh,
or,
God,
like,
no.
The day after Halloween.
Oh, no.
And then
no,
leave
no,
them
my
up
family,
until
no.
The last
we have to
January.
Decorate Halloween. Halloween is a big
oh,
deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My family
Halloween
right
no.
after Thanksgiving.
Wait, no. Actually,
they
yes.
Start decorating.
Yes.
Well, I mean, okay. That makes sense, though.
Yes.
Yes.
So they have door decorating competitions, and I am absolutely set on winning each and every one of them.
Sure?
No, because do you remember when I decorated our door, and then we had to leave literally the day after I decorated it?
I know,
yes,
we decorated.
So
sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I have a question though.
What? What is question?
How do you would feel about any of these?
How do you would feel?
Basically,
oh my
not
goodness,
Christmas
your heart just got hurt.
How do you would
so,
feel?
So it's basically just like. Logs and like trees and
winter.
Vines. And
you can
winter.
Put up whatever you want. I'm not saying not to put up decorations. I just don't want an overabundance of
oh yeah, no, you're
Christmas
not.
Stuff.
Okay.
No.
I don't know
what we doing for Halloween
really
though.
Christmas.
What is, like so like we'll all be here for Halloween. So
let's
what
go
doing?
All out for Halloween.
Oh,
so how do we feel about Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh yeah,
please.
Because that's
you know
what I do for like the I own a black Christmas tree for that reason. But yeah. If that works for people, I don't like
I don't like
the reds and the
like
greens
the
and stuff.
Things.
I like it.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Like, wreaths,
it's my first Halloween. I get to actually get dressed up.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm doing for Halloween, but I do
since
know
you guys are
up.
All gonna be elves next year, which means you'll be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
My only stipulation is gonna be the same thing that I said to you this year.
Yeah.
Is that please make sure they're down before I come back.
Yeah.
And break.
Oh yeah.
Christmas.
The only, put up whatever decorations you want. I don't really care. But down before I'm back.
Okay,
because
yeah.
I literally come back like the day before the day of classes.
I feel like
yeah.
That's just
oh, that's,
yeah. At that point, take
that's
off.
No.
At that point, it's like the 13th, the 14th, the 15th.
Yeah.
Back
of
home.
January.
Oh no. Back home, we take down all decorations by the 2nd.
Yeah. We would put them up on December 1st and take them down on January 2nd.
My mom and me, we didn't even do decorations this year or last year. We didn't even do decorations at all. We didn't even care. Nah, she was up. Not like, because the spirit was
oh,
so
God.
Dead.
No, I swear, in all honesty, my family and me are very big Christmas people. We go full out for Christmas.
We are very big Christmas. Like, that's, it's my favorite, it's my favorite holiday because of how my family is with Christmas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, we go full on Christmas. I'm completely fine not going full out on Christmas. I will not do that. I want to celebrate Yule anyway, and switch over to Yule. So, I'm going to do that. But, like,
there's a
that
very high chance that I may make a Kwanzaa tree this year.
Are we doing Secret Santa? Or, like, not Secret Santa, I guess. Yeah, Secret Santa, I guess.
Secret Santa with five people that all live with each other.
Yeah.
Who got who?
Who got who?
You
can
just
say
Secret Santa, we can just give gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do, like, a white elephant or something.
Yeah, do, like, a white elephant swap or something like that.
I hate white elephant.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I hate it because I don't ever get good gifts. But then again,
yeah,
I'm like, I guess, like,
valid, yeah.
Like, I like this, like, I like doing, and also, like, getting gifts to people like that because I can, like, you know, like
yeah.
Personify, like.
Well, I will not be. What I will not say no to though is I will be getting all you gifts. Even if it's not for the Secret Santa, am also big on gift giving.
I will. Rose said this is my love language and you will not deny
it. It is my love language. Remember the holidays. During the holidays.
Okay, sorry.
During the holidays, especially Christmas, it's my love language. I will be getting you sentimental gifts.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. Are we doing stockings this year or no?
We can decorate stockings.
Yeah. Huh? Can I get an entertainment center?
Yeah.
Or like underneath the TV? I feel like it's so like empty underneath it.
And get a whole, for sure. That'd be really nice, honestly.
Okay. Also, I'm gonna need a list from you guys because I don't do the whole guessing thing. I don't like guessing.
Which is why I never give it out. I don't want you to give me anything. I'm still mad at night.
No, because I'm really bad.
I'm so sorry, but I'm still mad at night currently. Hi. But yeah, no, I'm still mad at Nye right now because this was $65. Now I have to pay her back $100. Not because I owe her anything of that amount, but like,
no,
I have to get my gift back. You're not spending that much money.
I will give you words to be like, this is what I like. But I will not be giving you any like straightforward this.
Because I had to plan for your birthday. I had to plan for your birthday, but then I'm incompetent, so I can't even do it.
I don't give people gift ideas because I like knowing what makes them think of me.
I was going to make you
emotional and sentimental.
A duck holding a stitch. I wanted to crochet it for you, but I can't crochet.
Vibe that we want for like the living space, like the shared spaces, is like boho maxi or
I would say.
Okay. I call wall decor.
Yeah.
I call wall decor.
I like
puzzle piecing things on the walls.
I do want to submit like some of the paintings that I do.
Yes.
I am not creative. I will buy things.
I will buy things.
I will see what's there and then add to it.
Me and you, wall decor and blankets is what I'm hearing.
Blankets?
You're on blanket team?
Blankets.
Okay.
Yes.
Rug.
And like.
Ooh, can I be interested in pillows?
Yeah.
Like fur pillows?
Pillows, yes, please.
I just want it to be like so comfortable that we don't even want to like go back into our room for a bit.
I know,
because
I want my room to be like, I just want to go in the bathroom, shower.
That's it.
I can't do a rug. Yeah.
I'm so much time in this room that we can spend in our living room just hanging out.
Yeah. I'm so done with my dorm because I feel like I'm just stuck in there.
Okay.
And so I want to be able to like.
I can buy the rug.
Be where I want.
We have to agree on a rug, though.
Oh, we do have to.
Oh, yes. To buy said rug.
Okay, how that do we feel about the rug, like, room. Being, like, the center, not the center of the room, but, like, what we base the room off of, you know what I mean? Like, color-wise. Like, I feel like it's
easier
to tie the colors of the rug into the rest of the space.
Yeah. And it's easier to find a rug and then.
So, are we changing, like, the couches, like, the color of the couch then?
We need couch covers.
I want a couch cover. Yeah. The only thing with the couch covers, especially with that particular one, it's a weird shaped couch.
A weird shaped couch. You definitely get a love seat cover. I don't like leather couches.
I hate
them. They hate them.
Can we just take one of these?
Right.
You just grab it.
You can also just cover it in a blanket.
Yeah. They're easy to clean, but
they're just, they're not comfortable. They're not fun to sit on. I slide off of them.
Yes.
I don't want to slide off of them into a pile of blankets.
Oh my god.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I was going to ask how you feel about feet on the table, like when you're sitting on the couch.
Like on the
If there's no table. Food on the table, then go for it.
Yeah.
As long as your feet are next to my food, I don't care.
Okay. Are we coaster people?
I am.
Not really. I want it to be.
I don't care about coasters, but I like the look of coasters.
I like the look of coasters. Cute. I won't use them.
Yeah. Okay, great. So we can just find like a little cute like coaster set.
Jay said she's a coaster person.
Well, I have one in my room. But like, I don't have any else in my own house. Just have one.
Because like some people are like strict coasters because they don't want water damage or anything. And I'm just
I don't even
know. I don't think it's not our furniture.
I'm a firm believer of things are supposed to be used and look used.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
As time goes, it's supposed to be used.
Because guess what? It shows that you, that the item was loved.
Yes.
The item was loved.
That's why I love paperback books.
Yes.
I can admire a good hardback.
I love a
good hardback.
I like a good hardback. But I love seeing, like, especially buying a used paperback.
Do you break the covers? Do you break your spines?
No.
Not purposefully.
I purposely break my spines.
Really?
Not like break like this. Yeah.
But like I'll bend the pages out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I'll bend it this way.
I like watching
when you're opening it.
Yeah, I break it down this way, not like this way.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't break it that way. No.
I like watching the creases grow as I read it.
Me too.
If it's
all I don't like go through and break it immediately.
But I like just the look of used things. That's why I love thrifting.
But I do like purposely when I flip a page, I'm like.
So yeah. Are we thinking thrifted blankets?
Huh?
Are we thinking thrifted vintage area? I do like the look of vintage.
Does anybody have a record player?
I do.
I do. I don't think it's working right now. I have to get it fixed.
Because I have one that mine doesn't work.
I think if you guys know how to use it, I've only touched it once since I gotten it. My mom actually loved me to get rid of it.
But it's great. Playing music, like we could set up our own, like just a giant playlist, and we can just because sometimes I'll get in my head if it's too quiet.
Oh no, for
no,
sure.
Okay.
But I think it'd be so cute if we had a record player.
We can just put on a record.
And I have records. The problem is my record player, the cord for it is like chewed up.
Okay.
So it won't plug in anymore. Because I have one of the Bose ones or whatever.
Walmart.
Yeah.
My cord doesn't work. Like, I have it. It works. I know how to use it. Or it doesn't work, but I know how to use it. I just needed a cord.
Yeah.
I have records. I have everything else. So if we had, like, a record player, I have records I could bring.
I like that.
I have one that uses a cord, and it's also a Bluetooth speaker. If that's something we're interested in.
The only problem with mine is light blue, which doesn't go with the vibe.
Mine is
also light blue.
So I guess we're using yours.
Because you don't have to get a
card. I genuinely don't use
Billie Eilish records.
Yeah,
and Illumineers.
Which one is it?
I have the glass one.
What is his
name? Nope. Oh, the nails
are. Han, what are you trying to think of right now?
The artist that I have a record of.
Billie Eilish?
No.
Is it a guy?
He played at the school recently.
Yes.
Not recently. But a little before.
Ricky Montgomery?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have his
That's
record.
Recently.
I
well,
have
it
wasn't
Leon Thomas who played more recently.
Yeah. I would think Leon Thomas, too.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't know what
I wouldn't because this one doesn't listen to Leon Thomas.
Which is real. I didn't expect that. I saw some computer like, Leon Thomas?
Yeah, but I have a Ricky Montgomery record.
Okay. Yeah, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, Lumineers. I might have another one, but I'm not entirely sure.
This one got me another Taylor.
I know.
Maybe
for your birthday.
Maybe I don't like pink.
You don't like pink?
I don't like pink.
Okay. I'm looking at the room decorations, and it made me kind of sick.
Okay, you have to do it correctly. Like, I feel like there's a correct way to do pink, and Pinterest may not have that.
It's hard to do pink without going childish.
Yeah.
I don't want to give 5-year-old little girl.
Or, like, princess.
Yeah.
See,
that's why I choose purple for a lot of things, but most times if I'm going aesthetic-wise, I'll do light blue.
That's my aesthetic. Real. How do we want to tackle laundry days?
Ooh, okay, great, great.
I think that's something that we need to tackle when we have a schedule and we get into a rhythm.
Or I suggest just communicate when you need to wash clothes.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have two weeks of clothes I need to wash, but I can't do it on Mondays and I can't do it on Wednesdays or any other day but Tuesday and Thursdays.
I feel like we we should definitely do a...
Yeah, we do laundry whenever you need to. If there's no... Yeah. I think the thing that we need to be more conscious about, other than, like, when you're doing laundry, is more so about how long you're leaving it in there.
Okay, yeah. Don't leave it in there.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't, you know, put
like
it
in. Like, if you're doing laundry, do it in a time that you know that you can be able to take it out of and back into your room.
You know, but if there's nobody else doing laundry and you need to do like, your laundry, do your laundry.
Please.
I
want you to be clothed.
How are you guys doing? Because I personally, I have a, just for my own mental stability, I have, like, this is my cleaning day. And so, for, like, last semester, it was Sundays.
Mine is always Sundays.
And so, like, I would just purge my room as much as I can.
I'm done with making Sundays cleaning day.
You do and that? So, it's just, like, it's a good start to the week, too. Starting with a clean
we just make Sunday, you know, clean.
Oh, my goodness, it's going to be so good, because then I get to say, like, we can play our little playlist.
We can just go around and play just have, like, a
cleaning, and I'll feel at home again. I'm tired of having to put my headphones on and just clean everything in my room.
You can all clean our rooms, and I'll be like, I'll clean this part of the living room, I'll clean this part.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Will, in fact, be cleaning the laundry machines.
That's fine. That's
perfect.
You're good.
Yeah.
I'll mop the
floors.
I'll sweep. I'll mop. I don't care.
No.
I was
going to
say, I'll sweep and mop.
Can
we?
Oh, it was a picture.
No, you can just sweep and mop.
I mean, I don't care.
I'll wipe down things. Okay. Like, I'll be in charge of Clorox wiping things.
I'm like,
I love that too.
I'll wipe down all the tables and the counters.
I need the fragrance of Fabuloso and Pie.
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
I just need it.
I know the brand, so I know for a fact I don't care.
I'll wash dishes. If dishes pile up by Sunday.
Yeah, I can wash dishes too.
I can also wash dishes.
I don't mind washing dishes.
Someone to just tell me to do it.
I hate
it.
I hate
doing
my laundry, but also dishes.
All the dishes that I have.
I'm just scared of doing... I don't like being in the kitchen, near them.
I don't even have nails, but if it touches that general, area...
No.
I have gloves.
There are just certain things where it's dishes.
I go...
I sometimes... It depends on how gross the dishes are and how long they've been sitting there.
Yeah.
There
was one time I made pot roast, and I've been sitting there for a minute, guys, and... They were both like, I would never make you touch that.
I know.
I had to really suck it up.
Damn.
Yeah, guys. So I get bad at, I'm not the best at washing dishes. Though,
and I don't think it will be a problem.
I can't do piles of dishes.
As soon as something starts to mold, I'm throwing it away.
Oh, yeah.
If it's food, if it's like you left your cup and it's starting to mold,
it's
going in the trash. I'm not washing that.
No, fair.
I'm not washing that.
No, but, I really do anything. I don't care. We do everything.
Really?
I usually times where I've seen your guys' dishes in the sink, and I'm like, I want to just wash them. I literally just wash them at the front of the sink.
I'll just grab them.
Actually. No, because two forks.
Yeah, it'll almost never be very much, but sometimes I'll see, or they'll have dishes piled up where they put their clean dishes.
Yeah.
And I'll see that they'll be dirty, and I'm like, I could just wash them. I could just wash them. They'd be gone. I could just wash them.
Ta-da! Ta-da!
The problem is us, fighting over what are we going to clean. I wanted to clean them.
But I never... I don't want them to feel weird about me washing their dishes.
No, that's
honestly,
fair.
So as long as we come to agreement now that we'll just wash dishes, will just wash dishes.
That's fine.
If you are washing your dishes and there are other dishes there and you feel compulsed to wash them. If you don't, don't.
Yeah.
Unless we have one of those brushes to wash dishes, I won't because I can't.
I do have one of those brushes.
Okay, the brushes I'll use for it.
I have to get more heads for it because the heads are. I don't have any more heads for it. I have regular sponges right now, but I do have one of those brushes.
Yes, if that's what that'll be what I'll be using.
So for trash, for trash. Can I just say that when it starts to pile up and you have to put things on the side, can we just agree to just take it out?
Yeah.
Don't pile things on the side of the trash can. No boxes, no bags, don't put things on the side of the trash can. I will leave it there if I'm taking out the trash.
Yeah.
No, simply. Okay. Also, if we're having to squish down the trash can, take it out.
Also, please don't throw food in the trash can.
If you cook with meat, take the trash out.
Yeah,
if you cook raw vegetables,
this has nothing to do with us.
We have a lot of current pet peeves with our current roommates that we're just
airing. Oh, yeah.
We're airing our grievances.
Air them out.
This has nothing to do with us.
with you. We don't think that you would do this. Yeah. But we're just putting it out there.
We're just, but it's good to know.
We're yeah. our grievances. This is not your fault.
But yeah, no, I need to know, like, specific things where I will fuck something up. Yeah. Trust me, I will fuck something up. And I'm going to do that at some point, so please... I'm sorry right now in advance. No, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna cover my bases.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna do something. I know for a fact.
I like that. You have to do like muting things. Mix it with whites and creams and gold.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm gonna get a fake headboard. You know, like the ones you can just like the padded headboards you could just put on.
We have our beds have headboards.
Yeah, I said the fake ones. Just to,
well,
like,
yeah, you could do, like, wrap for it.
I could.
I thought about getting fabric to wrap mine in.
I'm thinking about putting, like...
Go to Joanne's now.
Cool. Yeah.
Like, Joanne's going out of business, guys. Let's go. Immediately. But no, guys.
I also need to get new fabric for my ottoman. I have an ottoman that had... It's, like, a storage ottoman. And I got it thrifted. Well, actually, that's not true. I got it from my aunt's... boyfriend's dad who died when they were selling all the stuff from his house. It was really old and it was like torn. It was in this like red fake leather. It was so gross. Yes.
I like that we casually just drop info. I got it from my grandma's.
my aunt's boyfriend's dad who died. Okay. I barely knew the guy. I just love that there was an info dump.
It was just like, yes, period.
Yeah, because they were cleaning up the house to sell. And they were getting rid of a whole bunch of stuff. It's also where I got my mirror from. But I took this like red ottoman, or this little ottoman that has covered in like fake red leather. It's all torn up. And I refabricated it. And now it has this like really cute black and white like Zodiac fabric on it that I love. But it doesn't really fit anything I have anymore. Because my freshman year, my room was like goth, emo, dark themed. Because my roommate was weird. and so that's why I did that. But now that's not my vibe. It never really was my vibe. So it just doesn't match anything.
I miss the way that we had our dorm set up, if I'm being honest.
Me too. I miss our dorm. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I hated our dorm, but I miss our dorm.
Like, honestly, our dorm was so cute, guys.
It was
so cutesy.
It really was.
And I had finally got it all put together because I just got my shelves!
Like, everything about it was just locked in. We were so great.
I had a freaking secret den under my bed. Like,
me too!
I was locked in.
Me too. I took naps under there. Same. In my little chairs. I had just gotten my chairs and I had just gotten my shelves.
Honestly.
And then a week later, they told me to move.
No, I remember the day so vividly that you came back in the room and you're like, I think we have to move out. I heard the one of the CAs talking. They were like walking around and handing out the flyers. And I'm like, what do you mean we have
and then,
to move
like,
out?
30
we
check minutes our later, things. They knock on our door.
You're like, hey, actually, you guys have to move 2 days. To move out of here.
And I was going to the town for the weekend.
Yep.
It was so bad.
That was the weekend I was going to a concert.
That's how we got closer, because
of the freaking move.
Literally, I was like, I don't know what to do.
I remember that car ride where we were ballistic out of our minds. We were crying, but like we were also just like insane.
Guys.
It was insane.
I had to move out. So I had to move out late because I was out of town for the weekend, right? Yeah. And I got back, right?
I'm still in my dorm.
And it was the last day for move out. That I was able to actually, like, the last day that they were holding the building open, I went over there. I walked over there with my, like, three plastic tubs and, like, four bags. Because I couldn't get on a bus. Because I'm carrying, like, 75 things. So I'm walking my little, from our apartment all the way to Mountain View with all of this stuff. And I get over there and I load up all, or I, like, pack all my stuff. And now I'm, like, I have no way to get it back. No way to get it back. So I'm sitting there for 3 hours. Mind you, they've only had the building open for like 4 or 5 hours that day. I'm sitting there for like 3 hours trying to get somebody to come get me and the rest of my stuff to bring it back. Well, I got it here though.
Yeah.
We got it
here.
Because my mom would hope moved most of so. It when she brought me back. Like, we got a lot of it moved when my mom brought me back up. But not all of it. And the majority of what was left was, like, big things. Like, this
cart that I have for my laundry, for my like a tier cart.
Oh, yeah.
I have like a laundry cart that has like bags on it. I have shelves for my desk. A bunch of big things that required assembly and disassembly. Which is also why I'm excited we're getting a storage unit.
Yay! When and where are we getting the storage unit?
Where? Somewhere.
Why are you looking at me?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the one who said you usually need a storage unit.
Yeah, I usually do. That's the thing. Okay.
You're the one who knows things.
Yeah,
there's you're a storage, the one that's there's a storage unit not too far, but there's also a thing on campus, which you have a thing of it on your computer.
Oh, yeah. Green
box. Which is what I used last time. They're not bad.
We need to book something soon.
Plus, they take it from where you are and they bring it over to the place.
Oh, that's nice.
So you don't have to move anything. So they're really not bad. So I'm thinking they might be the best option.
Because we need to do that now.
But we do need to do that now.
I should know how much it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true, but like we need to do it.
Yeah.
We need to get this
as we can because it's gonna get full.
Yeah.
Yep. Honestly. And they're already calling me. Green must have been calling me for a while, being like, "I want to renew immediately."
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's something we can split too.
Yeah.
The cost won't be too bad.
No, it won't be. Yeah, but they're really not bad at all. So I would be so fine with it.
Are you guys gonna be going home for like next summer?
Hmm?
Not this coming summer, but like next summer.
Probably not.
Because like the lease is still gonna be existent.
I'd always just stay right here.
If this is still good, if I'm still paying to live here, I will be
here. I think we're here until, like, July.
Yeah. I might not stay the full time. I might early July, then.
I will have graduated. I will be gone.
Next summer? Is not my business.
Next summer, you will have graduated. Yep.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Erin's leaving.
I'll be here. I think I'm going to stay.
So will you, right?
I'll be here.
You'll be here?
Going to visit.
You're staying.
I'm staying an extra semester anyway, so I'll be here. But yeah,
I might stay in the apartment if I'm paying to be there.
You won't
keep paying. But it'll depend.
I wish there was like, cause it's
more than likely probably not.
So close to like a college campus. It is a college housing that I wish it has like for the college semesters or like semesterly. Here's this.
Yeah, I will be here.
Mm-hmm.
I will be here earlier at the beginning of next semester though, because I'm gonna have to do training for my job before the semester starts.
Yeah.
I need you to find that cup warmer with the hotel scan thingy.
What?
For Little America, they gave you a little warmer that had a QR code that you can scan.
Oh, it's in the back then.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not making promises. I have the bag still.
Yeah.
So I was gonna throw it away, but I didn't. Good on my part. I will look into that bag. Yeah. I will be here whenever Sarah's parents leave. That's actually my plan.
I want you to know I'm going to lock this up in the room.
But she's
opinionated, slightly racist. Say what you want to say.
She's not racist.
I don't think she's transphobic. Oh, okay.
Sarah, I don't know if I've said this, but I really like your socks.
Thank you.
No, I saw them today and I was like, Sarah, keep a pair.
I'm a huge fan.
For context, the socks have green corgis with clovers on them.
On their butts.
As specified by Sarah, and they are very cute.
And I wear them once a year.
Yes, and for reference, today is currently St. Patrick's Day.
I already said Happy St. Patrick's Day. We already knew that.
Just in case they forgot.
You know, we're almost at 2 hours of voice footage.
11:49.
Almost
time for me to go home.
I should go to bed soon.
Yeah. I want to wake up first. I can't miss class again.
Yeah, we all have class at 9:30.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm gonna go make coffee and then I can go home.
Are there any other questions?
No throwing parties when all members are like not there.
Fair.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Also, I might change my color from like green to like rustic red. So like, you can have green.
Like turd red?
Kind of, yeah.
All right. I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited.
It's almost there.
I'm gonna have my own room.
I'm gonna get some building. Guys, that is. He's at the building.
You won't have to use my fingerprint anymore.
That
bro will have her own fingerprint.
I can leave when I want. I probably won't leave, but I have the option.
But I can't.
I can get back.
Come back.
Yeah, like I can leave right now. But
it yeah,
be you can come back whenever you want. You can leave a situation and come back here whenever you want.
Because you know why?
You don't have to wait to call me.
I mean, the fingerprint might have to be like.
Yeah. May take you a couple times.
Yeah.
But you want to run for your life.
I'll eventually, maybe, get it.
Depending on whether or not you're being chased by a killer.
Yeah.
Or a potential serial killer.
But, like, here's the great thing, though.
Or rapist, or whatever they be.
Whatever they may be. Whatever threat is coming towards to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But on the bright side, though. For the most part, we're either all going to work together, all going to have the same classes, similar class schedules, or just at least two or three of us will be in the same spot at the same time.
Guys, yeah. No,
most times.
If we're leaving at night, Erin, if we're leaving at night, grab
you're
someone.
Not allowed to go alone. I don't care if you're an adult, if you have pepper gel, if you have two black belts and three black belts and two brown belts. I don't care what you got. I don't give a singular care in the world how trained for any situation you may be. You will not leave this house past the hours of 9 p.m. by yourself.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
On this note, we need, because you have everybody. We need to get everyone's location.
Oh, yeah. We need to combine.
Yeah.
I
was just about to say it.
We talked about it. Yeah, we talked about it.
We did talk about it.
We talked about it a few different times.
Yeah.
But
I will walk with you guys anywhere at any time of the night. I don't care
I don't care how late it is. After 9 p.m., you call, I'm giving rides. We're not walking.
Okay, no, but okay. It's different if you're going out to, like, you know, 8 or...
No,
yeah.
Really
yeah.
Early.
It's different then. If it's only...
2:30
or... It's only different if you're walking to, like...
Still,
right there. Because like, that's completely dangerous, so you want to have night for yourself.
I'm going to send you guys a code, and then you guys need to delete the other one that you're a part of. I'm going to send you guys a code in the group chat, and then you'll have to delete the one that you're a part of.
Okay. That's fine. Woohoo! I'm going to know where y'all live.
I know where you are at all times. Stalk your ass.
No, because it'd make it so much easier. Like, I try to stalk you guys,
but I really can't. I want to stalk you guys so bad.
Same.
I stalk these two.
I stalk them religiously.
Separately.
No, I was like, I keep eyes on them at all times. I think you guys could.
Literally, I was watching them last
you
night.
You targeted
I
me.
I need your number.
Because
I am never on Instagram. I am never on Instagram. You cannot.
Girl's barely on text message.
Yes. So, like, if you need me,
no.
Not
okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. For half the time that you were texting me, I was like, this isn't Jalen. Jalen got abducted. In my mind, you, like, this was all a ploy. I was like, this isn't Jalen. Jalen's not there.
Wait,
that's
why?
Not Jalen. I don't know why, but, like, in my mind, I was like,
because
you don't ever respond.
No, I am known for, like, especially on breaks, I will disappear.
Go
I
hermits.
Did disappear.
She hermits.
Wait.
I will do it.
I delete this one?
Yeah, the other one, yeah.
I delete it first.
The
other one.
Okay. How do I do that? Get out of this.
Management.
Just it should offer you the choice to leave.
Okay, I'm out. I just got rid of Washington, like literally like the other day. Let me see.
Carol, it's not letting
it's
me.
Yeah, it's not giving me the option.
It's not giving me the option to add it.
Okay,
let me
yeah.
see.
I'll click
to
the
add
link.
It.
I clicked the link and it
I
just
clicked the link. It's not adding it. If you have the code, give the
yeah,
code.
Just give us the code.
The code is RHUGRL.
R-H-U-G-R-L.
R-H-U...
Am I in it?
R-H-U what?
E-I-L?
Oh!
Yay!
R-H-U-G-R-L.
Okay. R-H...
If it doesn't let you guys in, then I'll just, like, delete one of them and then add you guys to that.
Hold up. This is being really good with me. And then we need to, like, fix the circles.
What do you mean?
Because the Park Place Circle is huge.
Oh.
And it goes all the way to the neighboring, like, it goes all the way to In-N-Out.
Are you guys chilling?
Yeah, I don't think we can make it any smaller.
You should be able to, because the one over Allen Hall is
microscopic. Okay, I think I just sent you guys all the same one for Sam Liam.
Yes, you did. That's the one over Allen Hall, and then...
Yeah, no, mine's
not letting me
join.
Give me just a second.
Never mind.
I was going to say, it should still have you.
I'm stupid. Oh, there you are.
I was just stupid. Okay. Why is this Sam Liam?
Because it was the one that I had with them.
Okay,
yeah. Sarah, Sam Liam. Mimi, Anisha.
Okay, yeah. Sam Liam.
Bubbles. I think you're the new admin.
For who?
Sam Liam.
I was always the admin, wasn't I? No, I wasn't.
I was at one point. I really want to shrink this because it almost says
it should let you that we're in Park Place. It says that you guys can all, like, do the circles. I don't know.
Yeah, I can.
Or
both. No, not bubbles.
But yeah. I think that's pretty much it as far as roommate stuff, though, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Honestly, yeah.
Pretty much. All right. Well... thank you guys for tuning in. This was Nani,
Jay,
Erin,
Mimi,
Sarah,
and we'll see you guys next episode.